I want to introduce you to Dan McCauley. Dan runs a bakery and coffee shop on the north side of Chicago called A Taste of Heaven. He's embroiled in a little bit of controversy because of a sign he put up in the window of that coffee shop, a sign that was aimed at the parents and children who frequent that coffee shop, a sign that says, quote, "Children of all ages have to behave and use their indoor voices when they come to A Taste of Heaven." Dan, welcome to the show.
Well, hey, Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Why'd you put the sign up?
Well, we had a few situations where kids were kind of out of control, kind of loud, kind of interrupting the meal for other people. And we thought putting up this sign, and let me emphasize, it's a very small sign. It's a piece of paper held up by suction cups. That's all it is. And we put the sign up as a nice reminder to parents that, you know, when they came to the bakery, to be sure that the children be minded and respect the other people around them. That's all we were asking for.
And it really is not about the kids. It's really about the parents, isn't it?
Exactly, Paul. Exactly. We're just asking the parents to be more respectful of everyone in the restaurant. You know, just like you wouldn't want a drunk or a cell phone user or someone ruining your good time, the kids should be taught at a young age that they have to respect the people around them with whom they're sharing the space with.
Now, I understand that a couple of moms, or more than a couple of moms, are upset with you. How did they express their displeasure in your sign?
Well, in the very beginning, Paul, one or two moms would stop me. Sometimes they'd stop me on the street. Sometimes they'd stop by the bakery to let me know. I need to emphasize it's a bakery restaurant as well as a coffee shop. So it's actually several different businesses here. But a few of the moms were just stopping me or stopping by the bakery to tell me what they thought. And then one of the moms said to me, well, Dan, I need to tell you, literally hundreds of moms in the community, literally hundreds of mothers in the community, were boycotting the bakery, and they were keeping in touch by email and encouraging other people to stay away from A Taste of Heaven because they felt that this sign was non-supportive to families.
Has it affected business?
Our business tripled. Our business tripled because people understand this should be an environment. We're sharing this space. And my question is just simply to say to parents, children can behave one way in the playground, one way at home. They have to behave one way at grandma. I'm sorry about that, but they have to behave differently in different environments, and that's part of learning, teaching your children how to socialize.
Do you and Kathy, the co-owner of A Taste of Heaven, have kids?
Actually, you want to know something? It's just me. Just Dan McCauley is the owner of A Taste of Heaven.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But no, we don't have kids, but we have lots of kids in our lives. And I've got to tell you, Paul, right now I have about 14 or 15 kids in my dining room. I'm looking at them right now, and you would never guess because, again, the children are very, very well behaved here.
And when you say that business has tripled, it hasn't been just adults coming in and saying, finally, a place with no kids.
No. I've got to tell you, Paul, we have hundreds and hundreds of families that come to this restaurant. And I've got to tell you also, many, many parents have called me to give me support. We have many parents who are here today to show me their support because they know this is not being an anti-children or an anti-family sign. It's a sign that's just encouraging good, courteous behavior. And I want to make one other point, Paul, is that the sign says children of all ages. So we're asking children, adults, everybody, just to learn to be more conscientious about the people around them with whom they're sharing the space.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I was going to go back to that it does say children of all ages have to behave and use their indoor voices. And so that would apply to somebody who's sitting in the corner and talking on their cell phone really loud.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I'm down in A Taste of Heaven and I'm just having a cup of coffee and I thought I'd give you a call. Oh, quiet down.
Paul, that's my point. When I was a little boy, I was raised by my mother's a single woman who had to work three jobs to raise us. And I've got to tell you, we were good kids. And so if I went to a restaurant or a store and it had a sign about children, I was offended. So I didn't want to offend these children. I wanted them to know it's not just children, it's children of all ages.
Now, you've had this place more than a dozen years now, right?
14 years in business.
Why do you think it is in the last couple of years we've come to a point where you do need to put up a sign like this?
Well, part of it's because we moved into an area that's becoming more yuppified by the second. So that's part of the problem. But also, I do think that we're becoming a less civilized community. People are on their cell phones, they're on the computers, they're becoming less in touch with each other, and they're not realizing we're living in a community here. You've got to be conscientious of the other people in the community.
Did you get a lot of complaints from your customers, or was this something you yourself observed and decided to do something about?
When I saw people walking out my door because they walk in here and they'd see kids out of control, that's when I knew it was time to put up the sign.
And when you say kids out of control, what were they doing?
They were running in circles around the room. They were literally, there are radiator poles. They were literally using the radiator poles to climb the walls of the restaurant. We had kids that were laying on the floor in the line of traffic. We had kids that were literally running and bouncing off the display case.
You had to do something or this was going to kill your business.
Not only that, Paul, but these parents are not realizing this is also a question of liability. What if one of these kids got hurt?
Yeah.
Who would be liable at that point?
You're exactly right.
This one woman, her little girl was playing on the floor, playing with this roller coaster toy, and she was in the line of traffic. And I said, ma'am, would it be okay if you put your daughter at a table that she could play by herself? And she goes, oh, no, she's fine where she is. I said, well, ma'am, what if someone steps on her or something? The woman looked at me, and she gave me a very confrontational look, and she said, well, you'll have a problem then, won't you?
Oh!
So my customers had to watch out for her child rather than her watch out for her child.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm glad to hear that business has tripled because I'm on your side, and obviously a lot of people in your community there are on your side. I'm going to take some phone calls here from my listeners, and I bet they're going to be on your side by an overwhelming majority, but we'll see. I thank you for your time today, Dan.
It's been my pleasure, Paul.
Get back to running your obviously very busy restaurant. Dan McCauley at a place called A Taste of Heaven. It's in Andersonville, which is on the north side of Chicago.